Hey everybody, it's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and welcome to Find A Way Daily. Today's topic is line it up. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find A Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
All right, this is an interesting topic that has a lot of controversy, so I'm excited to get into it because I know that if I can get through to you on this episode, this could be a game changer for you. So let's be honest about, and this can be specific around your business and your performance. So you might be in commission-based sales, you might run your own business and be an entrepreneur, you might be an athlete, but let's be honest, like what you're doing right now, currently for your profession, is it aligned with your unique talents? Like, is it aligned with your unique talents? Are you utilizing your gifts, if you will, your talent, right? Talent is something that is God-given. It's your natural ability. And skill is something that you develop. And I'm blown away by how people will get into professions or do things because it's cool or because other people did it and they admire them. And then they find themselves going, this sucks. This is hard. This doesn't work. Or there, you know, there's some kind of secret or something like that. When all the while, it's just that you are, you know, I did this podcast a while back called Turtles and Rabbits, right? A lot of people are turtles, but they admire the rabbit. Look how fast the rabbit is. It's amazing. I would love to have fluffy fur like that and be able to run fast and quick like that. That'd be amazing. And so as turtles, they get into a profession for rabbits, and then they're pissed off and make themselves wrong and beat the crap out of themselves because they're not able to run like the rabbit. It's because you're a damn turtle. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. A turtle has a lot of amazing features that are very effective, but if the turtle tries to play the rabbit's game, it will lose every single time. Like, do you get what I'm saying here? Like, if we take a land race, and let's call that real estate, right? Let's say somebody wants to be a real estate agent, and those are where the rabbits are. The people who are super successful tend to be rabbits in real estate. So the turtle gets into real estate and can't seem to make it work. No matter what they do, they keep getting beat out by the rabbits, and they can't run fast like the rabbits. They can't do all those things that rabbits do, or whatever they do. And so they beat the crap out of themselves, all the meanwhile going broke, all the meanwhile getting mad, frustrated, it bleeding into other areas of their life. When if they would just take the race, stop trying to race the rabbit on land, and they would just take the race into the water, now the rabbits can't even keep up. See what I'm saying? Like, I think I saw a quote about this that was something like, if you judge a fish by its ability to race on land, it will spend its entire life thinking it's stupid. And that comes from a result of not aligning yourself with your unique talents and abilities. You know, I coach a lot of real estate agents, and I have a knack for it. I am very good at coaching real estate agents specifically, and business owners, and athletes, and. But I coach a lot of real estate agents, and the truth is, I was in real estate for full time. I was part time for a long time, but then I was full time for probably 3 years, and I did okay. I sold 4 or 5 houses in my last month, and then was like, "This ain't for me." Now I'm really good at sales. Really good. But when I made the switch to selling from one-to-one to selling on stage and standing on stage and inspiring people from stage, my results and my ability to impact people went through the frickin' roof effortlessly. Why? Because a natural ability of mine, a natural talent that I have, is speaking publicly. I'm good at public speaking. I don't know. People are like, how did you get good at that? I stood up on stage and I started speaking. Now, did I develop skills? Yes. Over the years, I've developed a lot of skills. I've developed storytelling abilities. I've developed how to support my arguments and my points and all that kind of stuff from stage. I've learned how to make an audience laugh. I've done all these things, but yet understand there was a base of talent that it came from. And what I find a lot of people doing is getting into professions because they think it's easy, or they think they'll... This is happening in the coaching industry right now. Everybody's like, I want to go tell people what to do. And so they go open a coaching business and they go broke because they think that coaching is telling people what to do. It's giving people advice. And that's a small portion of it. As a result, a lot of people join coaching and then they're like, well, this is stupid. This didn't work. Well, yeah, because you were with somebody who's not a coach. I'll give you another great example, right? Because there's always this dynamic of, how are you going to coach me if you never did what I did? Well, let me tell you who a horrible coach is. Michael Jordan. Let me tell you who a phenomenal, legendary, Hall of Fame coach is. Phil Jackson. Michael Jordan is 10 times the player that Phil Jackson ever was. Yet he listens to everything he says, and Phil Jackson... The impact he had on Michael Jordan's career is, you know, words can't even explain it. And that's because Phil Jackson, his natural ability is a coach. And Michael Jordan's natural ability is a player. So I know I'm beating around the bush here a lot, but here's what I want to just say. Here's the punchline. You need to align your profession with your unique talents. I'll give you another example. And I had to learn this the hard way several times. I've owned multiple businesses. And one of the businesses I ran was something called All Aspects Baseball, which was mildly successful. It wasn't like millions and millions of dollars a year, but it was pretty successful. It was one of the first businesses I ever ran. And I thought, I'm a good baseball coach. That means I can run a business. No, just because you can cook doesn't mean you should run a restaurant. The natural ability of being a cook does not bleed over into the natural ability to run a business. So you got to look at, like, are my natural talents, am I leveraging them? Because here's the secret for you in this podcast right now. The gifts that you've been given in your life, the natural talent, the gifts that you've been given, if you will just open those up, those gifts that you have, and use them, they have everything that you need inside to get to the dreams and goals that you've set for yourself. Those gifts have them. But a lot of times what we do is we look elsewhere. We think these gifts, who's going to want these gifts? Right? I'll give you a great example. My brother is probably one of the best drummers on the planet, and that's not me exaggerating, because he's my brother. He literally is one of the best drummers in the world, yet never plays anymore. Doesn't play, doesn't put up any YouTube videos, doesn't do any of that. Where I know that if he would do that, people would be blown away. But he takes them for granted because he's always been able to do that. He's always been able to pick up drumsticks and blow away everybody. It's his natural gift. He's been doing it since he was 4 years old. He used to bang on pots and pans. And now I know you have skills like that. You have talents. You have gifts like that that you're not leveraging. Are you in a sales business and not good at talking to people? Are you trying to run a business and you just have zero instinct about business? Are you trying to run a sales business and you're scared to talk to people? Are you trying to run a social media business but you have no idea how social media or Facebook ads works or anything like that? It's just not your instinct. It's not your talent. You're not a techie person. That wouldn't make any sense, would it? I don't say this to be confrontational. I say it to be carefrontational, because it is so hard to decipher the difference between I do this for a paycheck and I do this because I'm freaking good at it and I like doing it. Look at any champion across the board, across all industries. They are naturally good at that. They have the talent, and then they built the skill on top of it. They had the talent, and then they put in the work ethic. And that's when you get greatness. But I have a feeling, because you're a high achiever, that you feel the need to do something a certain way because you've been conditioned by society that's telling you, you need to do it that way. And that's not the truth. Maybe there's a little bit of fear. You're afraid that if you go in all in on this talent, you'd be made fun of or you'll fail. But I tell you what, I would rather go all in on my talents and not make it and find that out than do something that I'm trying to make myself something I'm not and then fail. And the truth is, the fastest way to fail is to try to be something you're not. I've done this, guys and gals. I've done this many times in my life. I've done it in music. I've done it in baseball. I've done it in business. I've done it in sales. I've done it in friendships and relationships. We get wooed. We get seduced into what we think that will give us. But on this episode, I want to invite you to take a step back and ask yourself this. What are your unique talents? What are you naturally good at? And then ask yourself, is my business or profession aligned with those unique talents? And if they're not, you are missing out on a ton of results. You are missing out on a ton of success. You are missing out on a ton of money. And fulfillment, by the way, which money can't buy. You're missing out on all those things. I want to invite you to go for it. I want to invite you to align yourself with who you are and watch the results go through the roof, okay? So I hope you enjoyed this episode of Find a Way Daily. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do. I am super grateful that you took the time to listen to this, and I hope it provided a lot of value and served you at a high level. If you haven't followed us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff, please feel free to do so. And until next time, go out there every single day and be ruthlessly, relentlessly committed to finding a way to win. Talk to you guys next time.